You heard it, but there was like a half a second maybe of silence. So either there was a glitch in the matrix. I thought maybe the city of Montreal was shutting down, and we were going to all be without CKUT for a little while. But anyway, that did not turn out to be the case, luckily enough. Anyway, also in that set, Ulan Passerin, something from a forthcoming release from the Worstward label, which is based in California, that is coming out in September. We heard the track called Unfolding. And it is a pretty full outfit. The only two members that I know just off the top of my head are Stephen R. Smith, who's a pretty prolific gent, and another guy in that same category, Glenn Donaldson, who was part of that Jeweled Antler Collective. If you know anything about them, they were sort of part of that, not sort of, part of that freak folk and neo-psychedelia from about, 15 or 20 years ago, I guess some of that started. And that was the set. I'll tell you once again that you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. This is Terminal 5. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. We're going to do a little bit of business and get back to music. So hope you're enjoying the show. We have just about 1 hour to go. Like I said, it's 10 a.m. here.
Hey, all you hip-hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro-V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected, because hip hop doesn't stop here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
Thank you.
All right, good morning once again. That long track by the band Third Ear Band, and that dates to 1969, and that is from an album entitled Alchemy. Definitely in a psychedelic mood today, at least that's what I've brought with me and seem to be finding on the web. That album originally came out on the Harvest label, which was a pretty great label. I think they were a division of EMI, although don't hold me to that. But anyway, they were the more experimental wing. And pretty much at that time, if you saw something on the Harvest label, and even subsequently, most of it is pretty good. Some of it is really fantastic. There's a couple of albums, or maybe more than a couple, on Harvest that didn't stand the test of time. But that one, if you're into that sort of thing, that entitled Ghetto Raga, by the way, definitely put you in a mood, I think. And started off that two-track set with Michelle Banabila with Umlaut, and that is also featuring Acid, Asalar Acid on violin in that track called Bergeon A. Banabila hails from Holland, and Umlaut is a gent, a polymath, evidently. If you check on his Discogs page, quite a busy guy. He is out of Queens, New York. And that was the set. I'll tell you that it is just a couple of seconds here before 10:21 in the morning. You're tuned to Terminal 5 on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal Community Radio. This is Terminal 5. I'm your host, as per the fact that this is Wednesday morning at this time. And my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm glad to be with you.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
days inside your mind. The brave new mirror I would find. The sea has left the sand. The sun has left the land. As helpless as my empty hand. All is gone. The dawn, a voice inside another song. All is
Good morning once again. All right, ending up there with Eno, a.k.a. Brian Eno, from his 1975 classic, and I think still my favorite record of his, Another Green World. And that is definitely, if I'm taking a cruise, and I know the cruise is going to run aground someplace on a desert island, that is one of the records that I'm bringing with me for sure. I couldn't tell you how many times I've played that thing. Yeah, just amazing. That track called The Big Ship. And it's one of those records where you have a favorite track, and then 6 months or a year or however many months or years later, another track becomes your favorite. It just sort of bounces around. That one was definitely top of the rotation there for a while. Again, called The Big Ship. I remember actually putting that record on and listening to that track over and over again, which is much easier nowadays digitally. You just click that mouse, and there you have it. Anyway, Brian Eno. Before that, going back to 1968 from their second album, Pearls Before Swine, led by singer-songwriter Tom Rapp, who passed away, I think, 2018. That album called Balaclava, and we heard the track called Translucent Carriages. That originally came out on the ESP disc label, which was located in New York City. And again, I mentioned earlier, if you found records on this label or that label, I mentioned Harvest for one. But ESP was pretty reliable and definitely more in the experimental vein. They did put out some psychedelia like that. They put out the Fugs, but they also put out a lot of free jazz, Sun Ra, Don Cherry, Ornette Coleman, and a whole bunch of stuff. As famous and some less famous musicians as well. And luckily, the label is somewhat still in business, reformed, I guess. I think they sort of went dormant for a while, and a lot of their recordings have been reissued. So stuff that was previously really hard to find is now once again available. Also in that set, Bob Driftwood, Another Blue, that is from an album from the Brooklyn label called Lobby Art. Some, I guess you'd call it contemporary psychedelia there, accompanied by banjo. And a one-off before that, the band called In the Summer of Mushroom Honey, and we heard Church on Sunday. And the members of the band have gone on and done other things, but never again in that guise. So anyway, that was that. And let's see here. We have one more set to go. And then I'll leave you at 11 o'clock. Again, this show is called Terminal 5. So let me play this little PSA before I forget at the top of the hour. It is 10:40 in the morning. Play this, and then we'll get back to some music. Hope you're enjoying the show, and one more set to go, as mentioned.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simande, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
Pages poured in new oasis, swam the Guadalupe and followed the Brazos Red River, runs rusty and the Frio runs clear. But down by the Brazos close I courted my dear. Why did I lend me your hand? Fair Angelina is glossy and gliding. The crooked Colorado is weaving and winding. The slow San Antonio courses the plains, but I never will walk by the Brazos again. La-di-da-dee, lend me your hand. La-di-da-dee-dee-dee, lend me your hand. La-di-da-dee-dee, many little rivers that wanders the land. Trinity is muddy, but
Turn on the tea and let it brew. Ooh. I like 6 cups, not 1 or 2. Out the cups and the honey too. Cupboard full of tea. And dreams are distilled in the tea. All the tea I take. Kind of dance upon a steam. Drinking my tea and it's getting late. Thank you.
Thought I heard somebody pass my gate. Wonder what's to become of me. Ooh, 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 ooh. Sitting up all night listening to the CBC.
What I told you sounded right. My lips are dry and my heart is jumping. But wait till 1 o'clock tonight, when I take you for a ride in my seedy pumpkin. Wait till 1 o'clock. When I take you for a ride in my seedy pumpkin. And I'd rather you didn't show up all the time. I'll admit there's a part of me that fears you. You've got a dirty mind, and I've got ideas too. You've got a dirty mind, and I've got ideas too. Sounded good when your hand went down. I was a little surprised, I have to say. But I am fond of having you around, and I never really want you to go away. I am fond of having you. Go away. I am fond of having you around, and I never really want you to go away. I am.
Sixth Avenue, I know the food was bad. I'd apologize 1,000 times. Oh, ain't it beautiful how things don't work out? Sometimes I feel like I could fall in love with the seasons. These hard August nights. So lonely. Oh, ain't it wonderful how things don't work out? Every time I feel like I could fall in love with the moments.
All right, ending up there with a gent out of Tacoma, Washington, goes by the name of Skagit River Valley. And from him, we heard a tune called Sixth Avenue. I guess he visited New York, or maybe not. There are Sixth Avenues, I believe, out there as well. I'll check on that. Before that, we heard Stanley Brink's Something New from him, titled that song River Green. Prior to that, from his 2010 album on the Mississippi label, and there's another label that's pretty much reliable. Anything they put out, you can pretty much pick that up if you're so inclined. We heard Tea. That song originally appears on Michael Hurley's first album, 1964, which came out on Folkways. Then it was called The Tea Song, but I guess to distinguish it from that, he's just calling it Tea here. That album entitled Blue Hills, and started out with really one of my favorite outfits nowadays, Little Mazarin out of Austin, Texas, a duo consisting of Lindsey Verrill and Jeff Johnston. We heard the title track off Texas River Song, and that is just out. That's it for me. This has been Terminal 5. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This show alternates with The Sleepy King. You want to check that out next Wednesday from 9 to 11. I will tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca.
Good day. You are listening to a special interview series hosted by Free City Radio that is taking place in collaboration with a conference and concert in Montreal called Music and Anti-Fascism: Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. So this is an interview series that I'm hosting in collaboration with this conference. I'm Stefan Christoph and host Free City Radio. We, of course, are a weekly radio program and podcast. This interview series is basically conversations I've had with artists reflecting on their own creative practice, but also their relationship to activism. These interviews feature musicians who are joining a concert in July 2022 as part of this conference. And I wanted to take the opportunity to speak with artists about their practice, their work, and the intersections between their musical ideas and their musical practices and activism within this time of urgency when it comes to struggles for justice, when it comes to struggles against fascism internationally. It was great to get to record these interviews with an awesome set of artists here in the city in Montreal. We will now go